With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stokastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks in the NBA Streets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become apprised whenever great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. My Minnesota Timberwolves are up 1-0. I have no idea what do I do with my hands. Ant Edwards is him. He's him. This is great. We got game two, though. It's going to be a toughie. They're still dogs. We'll talk a little bit. It's going to be fun. If you guys haven't tuned in for these two gamers or fewer over the course of this NBA season, here's how I do things. You basically have a lean like lock. So lock might not necessarily be the full one unit send. There is one lock on this card that is actually just half a unit. It is in the Minnesota-Denver spot. The other one is a full unit send. We talk props. We'll talk whatever lines I'm looking at. Again, we'll talk totals. I've got a total on the card for tomorrow. I've got one outright. Yeah, we're gonna be getting some points with the team for sure. That'll be fun. But I'm going to talk about all the ins and outs of it, and there's one points prop that makes no sense to me. But we'll get to it. Check out BetMGM. They're down at the link below. But first, Odd Chopper, you want to sign up for it? We're smashing in the MLB streets. The NBA streets been pretty great this entire season as well. $14.95 weekly, $49.95 monthly. You sign up at the link below. That is good times. That's really all I wanted to throw in there. Oh, and you use promo code Lindy. Yeah, 20% off. Expert picks. Discord, again, that Discord. We had a fire day on Sunday. That is for sure. As well as premium tools. Check out MLB Lindy's. Check out BetMGM. We'll talk about them later. But producer Jacob, we got two games in the association. Game one, Indy, New York. We got game two, Minnesota and Denver. Let's get to the picks. It's always fun when we get these new series showing up here. 217.5 total. For Indy and New York. Oh, baby. In New York. Oh, boy. Different rotations, different things. And after first game, everybody's going to act like they know everything. Again, we want to be able to capture some recency bias. We want to capture what is going down in an earlier round so we cannot go downswing. Or we will go downswing. Or one of the two. I don't know. But Indy, 5.5-point dogs, 6-point dogs, depending on what book you're looking at. There's only one that has the 5.5 existing right now. And I'm going to actually just start really quick, really easy for you here. Lean on the New York Knicks side of things. I do think that Indy's a little bit overvalued here, but not to the extent of which I want to be betting this, because you have to lay -110 to be able to do such things at -5.5. And that becomes a little bit of an issue for me when I see the range of outcome where it's like, yes, all things being equal, I like New York -5.5, but do I like it enough to make it to the card? I don't know. We're talking about a team in the Knicks that is playing massive minutes for all their starters and have all season long. But Indy's starting to ramp up some of the minutes for some of these other guys. Now, obviously, they've had some injuries here and there, specifically the Benedict Mathurin one out for the season. But Julius Randle, obviously, he matters too here for the next side of things. But I do think Tyrese Haliburton, who is listed as questionable, there's no doubt that he's going to be playing basketball here in this spot. I'd be absolutely floored, shocked if he wasn't. And even still, he had moments throughout the last series, but Milwaukee was a little bit of a stepping stone, whereas New York battle-tested right from the get-go against Philly. But not battle-tested enough for me to feel confident about this number, but I'm pretty confident about these next two, especially the lock, which is a full unit send. But let's start here with the like. I think this over, 217.5, is a phenomenal bet, something you want to be taking advantage of here right now. Indy, over the course of the regular season, tons of pace here. And in fact, these totals that they played between these two teams during the regular season were sitting around 230. And now we're looking at a 12.5-point downgrade here purely because we have Indy pieces that are defensively showing up on the floor a lot more. No. We already know the Knicks are going to slow things down, play in the half court. We already know that OG Anunoby is back and that elbow is fine and that he is playing really, really good basketball at the perfect time. And Josh Hart, he is the one who has promised here, the rebounding madman out there. All three of these guys, Brunson, Hart, and Anunoby, I'm projecting for way north of 40 minutes, like 43, 44 minutes in this game one. They have no reason not to just be running them out there eternally unless Miles McBride wants to go completely heat check on the world. He can give Jalen Brunson a little bit of a rest for like 2 or 3 minutes over the course of this one. But for the most part, I just look at the projected pace for it. I think this is too low. I would be shocked if this didn't show up around 220. again, one of the major differences, you just have to take New York and their play style, and you just transpose that in Indy. It's like, well, yeah, they're still going to have TJ McConnell in the rotation. They're still going to have, you know, Obi Toppin in this rotation. Ben Shepherd's playing quite a bit as well. Like, I don't know. It feels like a weird, weird number to me. So I have a small play on that one, but the one that I'm very, very confident of. Jalen Brunson's at 33.5 points. What are we doing here? This is Indy, friends. Again, speaking towards the pace, if I'm right about one, I'm probably going to be right about the other. Second in the NBA, 102.1 possessions per 48 minutes. We saw a decent enough pace for them against Milwaukee, back and forth, and obviously these totals have come down a little bit here. And maybe Jalen Brunson, maybe there is a chance that he's playing less than 40 minutes, but I don't really see it. They need Brunson out there ad nauseum. The usage has been out of control over the course of this spot, and now I think this is a really, really, really big upgrade for him going from Philly, where we closed at 35.5. Sure, they don't have to run him out for the game five, game six type minutes, but think they do. Tom Thibodeau has no regard for humanity. Over 33.5 points. My favorite play, bar none, for Monday's slate. Let's talk BetMGM. Super quick, super easy, friends. If you've signed up for DraftKings, FanDuel, Caesars, all these other great sports books, Bet365. Well, BetMGM makes a great addition to the portfolio. A couple of reasons why. One, you can never be signed up at too many sports books. You never know when you go on a hot run, somebody gets limited, or you never know when something happens where all of a sudden, this is the best line by far, where a book isn't taking numbers down early, or where the K props are just looking better as an MLB season goes along. That is why you want to have exposure to all of these books, including BetMGM, where they give you this great deal. First bet safety net up to $1,500. Basically what that means, if you deposit 50, bet 50 on your first bet and it loses, you get $50 back in bonus bets. Same applies for $100, $500, all the way up to $1,500 coming back to you in bonus bets if your first bet you make with BetMGM, signing up the link below, doesn't win. If it wins, keep your money, friends. It is a phenomenal opportunity. Only if you're 21 and over. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to the picks we go. As a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, could not be happier with our start. And not necessarily even just that we won game one, because again, it's going to be a tough series. I got to think that Denver is going to make some adjustments here in this one, but got to say, it really comes down to Jamal Murray's health, because he cannot be a second slow against Jaden McDaniels on the defensive end. It is very, very problematic. But just to recap for anybody who didn't see game one, Minnesota, they go out, they get the job done on the road here. And now, well, this is going to be different. Game two, Jokic could be playing eternal ridiculous run here in this spot, but pay close attention. 106.99, so right around where this total landed in this spot. We saw some really ridiculous stuff from Minnesota. Anthony Edwards goes for 43. We see Karl-Anthony Towns, an amazing third quarter. And we see Naz Reid, the unexpected hero for the fourth quarter. And I say unexpected, I mean, he's the sixth man of the year, but really had a tough start to the game. Didn't know if he would even show up in the second half. And not only does he show up, we absolutely needed every single second. But I want to point out a couple of things. Jaden McDaniels didn't have his best stuff. He was an over on the offensive end. Defensively, he's an absolute monster, and we completely expect it. And I think in this series, you can maybe say, oh, you know, he's going to have to just focus on Jamal Murray. Yeah, we win every game. I really don't care. That sounds great to me. But let's start it off here in the lean department based on some usage, based on what I think are going to happen to these rotations going forward. Number one, Denver doesn't want to go down 0-2. Shocker. You know, what team wants to go down 0-2? But what I think happens is we see a couple of extra minutes for some of these key members. Aaron Gordon played the fewest minutes of the starters. We had Jokic at 41. Michael Porter Jr. played really well, 4-for-7 for three, played 40. We had Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at 37. We had Jamal Murray at 34. We had Aaron Gordon with four fouls. They did a little bit of a quick pull on him, but he was a minus 23, worst plus minus there on the Denver side, but he needs to be on the floor. He works too well schematically, having these bigs out there alongside when it's Karl-Anthony Towns and Mr. Rudy Gobert in the middle. They need him out there for rebounding purposes, for energy purposes, for defensive purposes. Had six assists. He was second in assists on the team, which is a little surprising. But if I ramp those minutes up from 33 to 37, this looks good at 12.5 points. But I'm a little bit worried that Jamal Murray maybe forces the issue. A lot of ways where I think Aaron Gordon and this Denver side of things, I feel like these numbers are pretty efficient. So again, the lean on this side here for you, Aaron Gordon over 12 and a half points. But as we make our way down the, making my way downtown, walking fast, whatever, we've got Jane McDaniels over 8.5. Kind of talked about it here on the intro. Really poor offensive performance from Jane McDaniels, but played 39 minutes. Had 8 rebounds, was extremely active defensively, made Jamal Murray's life a living hell. Made Jamal Murray in minus 22 almost by himself with some of the stuff that he was capable of doing. And yeah, you want to go live in that mid-range with Jaden McDaniels in your face? Really enjoy that, Jamal. I'm sure you're going to have a tough series. But 0 for 7 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3. I expect positive regression. Had some good looks. Corner threes. Leaving him alone. There's a reason they're leaving him alone. It's Mike Conley, Cat, and that Anthony Edwards guy, he's pretty good. So I like this play. This is, again, something that is already on my card, but this is also going to be a half unit play. I could have just made them like, but that doesn't really schematically go with what I'm going for here for the people. Again, half unit on McDaniels and half a unit on Minnesota plus 5.5. I will just take what I saw, and that was a labored Jamal Murray. Again, I don't think he looks 100%. It's kind of a bummer because I do want these teams playing full strength. As a fan who wants to earn his way out into the Western Conference Finals for the first time since, 03, 04? I remember those teams, Sam Cassell, Kevin Garnett, and I can't believe my Minnesota Timberwolves are this good. I really can't. But the number one defensive team in the entire NBA had a ton of foul trouble that they had to navigate. They went on some absolute runs here and there, made things look good. But the way Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Naz Reid are playing off the bench, it is a huge, huge plus over Christian Brown, Reggie Jackson, despite what we saw in that first quarter, Justin Holiday, and then the corpse of Peyton Watson, who's not really getting dusted off for the playoffs whatsoever. So this is a huge bench advantage. I think Jaden McDaniels has the advantage when you talk offense defense versus Jamal Murray. And then Anthony Edwards, I don't know. He was the best player on the floor in game one. I expect Jokic to come out with vengeance. And that's, I'm not going to the money line. Plus 5.5, your friends. Think this game is yet again competitive. 5 in a row for Minnesota. Hope they make it 6, but if they lose by 5, I'll be just fine with it. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know your favorite plays that exist on the board for this lovely little two-gamer we have on Monday. Friday, kind of hit and miss a little bit during the NBA streets from last week, but I promise you, it has been an absolute smash. 8-3 in the lock department now. That feels pretty good for the people over the course of these NBA playoffs. That's what I'm gearing for. And play-in tournament is incorporated into those numbers. So for the people saying, oh, it's not playoffs. Okay. Playoffs plus play. And anyway, producer Jacob, thank you so much for being on hand yet again today. I'll be back on Tuesday. It's going to be a wild, wild week of NBA. Until next time, friends, I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NBA streets on Monday.